In the darkest hour, my darkest night, she's the one who kept the light. But that's a secret I have never told her. Sometimes still she comes to me.
Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. The first thing you notice about Door County singer-songwriter Katie Dahl is that she's pretty low-key. She doesn't call a lot of attention to herself before she opens her mouth to sing, but once she begins singing, you can't help but be mesmerized. Her voice is rich and clear, and her songs evoke such a sense of people and place. Dahl was on her way south from her home in Door County to go on tour when she stopped by our studio to give us a preview of her latest album, Wildwood. This is the lead track from that album, called Anna Lee.
Anna Lee. Abide with me. Anna Lee.
Katie Dahl in Lake Effect's performance studio with Anna Lee from her brand new album, Wildwood. Oh my gosh, what a beautiful song.
Thank you very much.
It is such a pleasure to finally get you in the studio. We've been trying to do this for a while,
yeah.
And I'm so pleased you're finally here.
Me too.
Yeah, so tell me about that song.
Well, so that is the first track off this new record, and the record as a whole is sort of about living in this place that I have a lot of history, and that means like being a friend in that place, and being a mom in that place, and being anxious in that place, and being glad in that place. And so it's a lot of songs about the experiences of my life, sort of really set strongly in the place where I live, which is Door County, Northeast Wisconsin. So that song is about being anxious, and it's about the grounding of the place and the people of a certain spot that you sort of ache for when you're feeling that way.
Yeah. It's just beautiful, both in terms of the words, which are exquisite, but also the music that surround the words.
Well, thanks.
Yeah. Really amazing stuff. Door County, of course, as you say, it's where you're from. It's where six generations
yep.
of your family are from. And it's obviously a very rich place for you artistically. This is what, album number six?
That's right.
Yeah. And you've been, we were talking before we turned on the microphones, you know, you've played with people who have been in this studio before, Birds of Chicago, who helped produce this newest album, Peter Mulvey.
Yep.
You know, and so you're part of that great Wisconsin folk singer-songwriter tradition.
Well, I hope so. Yeah,
yeah.
It's very important to me. It's where I sort of learned and cut my teeth for sure.
What do you think it is about the state and about where you're from that make it such a rich place?
For me, it really is the history that I have, and I'm sure that's the case for most of the people who have made music here. And the history of people that sort of gets interwoven in this totally inextricable way from the place that you're at and the landscape. And I think Wisconsin has a lot of drama in its big, you know, big lake effect, and bluffs and stoniness and trees and all that stuff that I think people, songwriters love drama and sort of the angst of nature, right?
So and fighting against nature.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yes.
Resisting.
Nature is sort of a lovable enemy. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and being part of all of that and being part of the land, I mean, all of the peoples that have lived here have been very much a part of the land that they're on.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'd been sort of proudly trumpeting to anyone who would listen, oh, six generations of Door County history. And then I was talking to Wade Fernandez, who's another great Wisconsin songwriter, and he said, we were in this little clearing near Shawano, and he said, my family has been on this land since the Ice Age. And I thought, well, that's longer than my
okay,
six generations.
You win.
So to think about the depth of that history it's just mind-boggling, really.
I understand that we have a broken wrist to thank for all of these wonderful songs and this career that you have.
That's right.
So you slipped on, speaking of nature,
nature
intervened and said, we have something else for you to do.
Right. That's right. Yeah. So I was an oboe player, and that was my whole middle school and high school music thing. And I, I liked playing the oboe, but I wasn't particularly passionate about it. But I had decided to continue with it in college and to make friends. And then my first year of college in southern Minnesota, I slipped on the ice and I broke my wrist. And suddenly I couldn't play the oboe for a while because I had a set of fingers that didn't work. But I could, like, strum with my cast to the strings of a guitar, and with my healthy hand, learn the chord shapes. So that's,
so you hadn't played at all?
I had never played guitar. I loved folk music as a middle schooler and high schooler, in part due to the richness of the Northern Sky Theater, American Folklore Theater tradition of Door County that I was loved as a kid. But I had just never considered that I could maybe do it myself until then.
So 12 years later, you're still doing it.
Yeah.
And how amazing that all that stuff kind of came together.
Yeah, it really is. And then also the place of Door County. Like, I grew up in Minnesota, but I grew up visiting my family in Door County. And Door County has a really rich artistic community by virtue of being such a tourist community. People visit there, and there's a way for artists to make a living and to have their music or their art perceived by people. And so it's amazing to me that I just happened to be born into this family that has roots in a place where you can really make a living as a musician. And that is so inspiring to me, along with all that other stuff that we just talked about. It is a miracle, as far as I'm concerned.
So you're going to play another song from the new album, Wildwood. Braver Than Me is the name of it. Tell me a little bit about this before we get into it.
Well, this one I wrote for a friend who's having a hard time. And, you know, I mentioned earlier that this album is really about the experience of life as lived in a certain place. And this friend and I have so much history in Door County. It's always felt really like a friendship of place as well as of people. And I co-wrote this with JT Nero of Birds of Chicago, who produced the album. And it's interesting because in some ways it's the most personal song on the album, but it's also the one that I didn't write all. It's one of the two that I didn't write all of. It's a neat thing to I've co-written very little, so it's cool to see his fingerprints on it, too.
Okay. Well, here's Katie Dahl in the Lake Effect Performance Studio with Braver Than Me from her new album, Wildwood.
You were always skinnier than me, a willow in a field of rye. If the sun wasn't shining in your hair, I could always find it in your eyes. And you were always kinder than me, always kind to the lovesick boys. They looked at you like they would have danced all night, trying to turn the AC tap into the old Savoy. Now you're carrying that heavy stone. Oh, I know some roads you're gonna have to go alone. But remember how we drove each other home. Oh. You never wanted to cry to me. You never liked when the songs got sad. I never knew where all your shadows fell, or who you'd tell if the dreams went bad. And now you're carrying that heavy stone. Oh, I know some roads you're gonna have to go alone. But remember how we drove each other home. And you were always braver than me,
better at walking through the woods in the dark. Through all those tripping trees, you held my hand till we fell into the full moon field with a thump in our hearts. Hearing you year of fear and fight, oh, so much you hold dear is taking flight. Oh, remember holding hands in that black, black night. And remember how we fell into the light. Oh, I know you're gonna fall into the light. You were always skinnier than me.
Braver Than Me, Katie Dahl in Lake Effects Performance Studio. Another beauty.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Gosh, just gorgeous.
Thanks.
And that person is a very lucky person to have you as a friend.
Well, thanks. I'm lucky to have her too.
Yeah, it's you can tell. It's all in the song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Friends are great.
Well, you can't live without them.
No.
You know, you
for
really
sure.
you don't live as well without them.
You
Let's
don't.
Put, yeah.
And I don't think we give them enough primacy, really. I think they're so important, and I think we prioritize romantic relationships. Really, friends are so essential.
Yeah. For you, when you're writing, we talked a little bit about it before this song. Do you start with the lyrics? Do you start with a melody? Where does it start for you?
Well, ideally, I get an idea that's both at the same time, that is usually the way it happens, and that's the easiest. And then what I would fill out first from there is the melody, largely because I feel that I'm less skilled. Melodician. I'm a less skilled composer than I am a lyricist, so I think it's easier for me. I can do a little bit more finagling around the melody that's already been created. Then I can vice versa.
I'm not sure you give yourself enough credit as a melodist.
Well, thanks.
Because everything I've heard of yours is so singable. And to me, that's what melody is. It makes whoever's listening to it feel like you almost already know the song. And I'm not sure you're giving yourself enough credit.
Well, thanks. You know, it could be that I'm just untrained, and so I don't know words for what I'm doing. It could be that I don't have a framework to put my composing skills into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll accept that. I think you're far more skilled than you're giving yourself credit for with that. Well, and one of the other things that you do that is like another piece of the performance puzzle is you're also a playwright.
Yeah.
And you've written songs and plays and up in Door County and Northern Light and some of the people I was looking on your website, and I was looking at pictures from various productions and I was like, oh, well, they've been in the studio and they've been in the studio. James Falk, I've interviewed any number of times, and there were a couple of other people, and I thought, it is such a small world.
It is. Especially in the Wisconsin arts community.
Right. Everybody knows everybody, and you're all interconnected. So how did theater happen?
So I grew up visiting from Minnesota to Door County as a kid, and I went to what was then called American Folklore Theater. It's now called Northern Sky Theater as an 8-year-old, and I was just entranced. I had seen theater before, but that theater somehow just like hit me, and it felt so important to me really my whole life. I just never let go. I grabbed onto that theater and I didn't let go. And they used to be really a folk music oriented theater. And so their plays would have folk roots, the music of them. And they would do folk music reviews. And that's how I learned so much of what I know. And so as a college student, I got an internship at Door Shakespeare, which was as an offshoot company of that theater. And I roved around with my guitar, my very not period guitar, and my period costume, and played guitar for the songs that we would set to, you know, the Shakespeare's lyrics. And that's a short version, but that's the way that I kind of got into the into the theater world. And then I decided when I was 23, maybe, a friend and I decided that we should write a play together for a Northern Sky Theater. And so we did.
And that was Victory Farm.
That was Victory Farm, which we co-wrote with James Velk. Emily Coulson and I co-wrote it with James Velk.
And that is about an actual thing that happened here. It was post-World War II or during World War II?
During World War II. Yeah. It actually was a little bit. It was 1945. But it happened all nationwide, really. During World War II is that German prisoners of war came to perform agricultural labor on United States farms, which is sort of a little-known fact. And 2,000 of them came to Door County in the summer of 1945 and picked cherries for 3 weeks.
Wow.
So we wrote a musical about it.
How very cool.
Yeah.
And, well, particularly since the German influence in Wisconsin is so strong, too, there's a whole bunch of connections.
Absolutely.
There.
And they made a lot of connections. People found, POWs found family members they found. I mean, many of them came back to live here after the war. It was really sort of astonishing. I think it was certainly not the case for the Japanese prisoners of war or for German prisoners of war in other parts of the country necessarily that it was so harmonious or interconnected. But for a lot of people in Wisconsin, it really was.
So what was that experience like to actually produce a play? Is it something you want to do again?
Absolutely. I'm working on my second one. I just had a workshop of it, a week-long workshop in the first week of October, which I'm very excited about. Producing a play is so fun and writing for a play because you, as a singer-songwriter, you have to deliver everything that you create, you know, and as a playwright, you're off the hook after, you know, sit at your, you don't have to leave your pajamas if you don't want to. You just sit at your desk and write things, and then the people say them back to you in much better, with much better inflection than you ever could have thought of. And so to me, it's a really amazing electric experience. So, you know, really make a circuit of energy that kind of goes all the way around. And then when you add in the audience, then that's a whole other thing. So there's nothing like the theater. It's so cool.
Well, you're both telling stories. As a singer-songwriter, yes. You're telling a story, and of course, theater is all about telling a story. You're just getting a lot more people to help you.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's
exactly
story.
Right.
You get lighting designers and costumers and
stage managers. Thank goodness. Amazing.
I think, you know, life would be so much better if we all had a stage manager.
Life would be so much better.
A personal stage manager. I'm all for it.
Yes. They are the most amazing people. I wrote a song about stage managers. I love them. Yeah.
Can you do a song about stage managers? Is that something you could remember?
Oh, yeah.
All the stage managers that I know will love you.
Oh, great. Well, yeah. I will happily do a song about stage managers.
Okay.
This is called Kathleen.
Well, she comes driving in the springtime up from somewhere by Racine, with Copenhagen in her pocket, a quilt of patches on her jeans. And we all stop to watch her as she starts to set the scene. We all feel our walls crumble and fall every time we see Kathleen. We say, hammer me a nail, Kathleen. I think you could hold me together. Won't you build me a fence, Kathleen, so I know where I belong. Your hair is burning like a fire, Kathleen. You could light these dying embers if you paint me the sky, Kathleen, before the summer sun is gone.
Katie Dahl performing Kathleen, her homage to stage managers everywhere in Lake Effect's Studio C. You can hear all of the songs Dahl performed for us at WUWM.com. And thanks to Jason Reavy, who engineered our in-studio performance. And Katie Dahl wraps up today's edition of the show. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I hope you'll be with us again tomorrow at 10 for another edition of Lake Effect on listener-supported 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. It's 11 o'clock, and Fresh Air is next.